This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, indeed, the DJV team is back into your head, into your experience, into your world. The DJV program features me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We are here to bring you up today on everything possible you'd be interested in the world. If we're not talking about it, you have no business being involved and interested in. How's that for? That's confidence, Jennifer, right?
That's right. Confidence is key. You ready?
Confidence, yeah, let's go.
Confidence is key.
Yes, it is.
And hard to say sometimes. All right, I have a question. So how many hours a day do you spend in front of a screen? And I'm not talking about a television. I'm talking about television, computer, your cell phone. Think of all the screens in your life, and how much time do you spend with them?
Rhetorical question. You want us all to answer. All right, so.
I want you really to answer.
Day.
I probably
all day
spend,
is probably my answer.
What, for you, yeah. I probably spend 6 hours a day in front of, you have three screens in front of me, and they are, I use.
Well, that's times three then.
Sure. No. Oh, is it? Okay.
No.
So, a lot more
so
than I
wish. 6 hours, you say.
I spend about
okay, and Kara, what
yep.
do you think? How many hours a day are you in front of some kind of screen?
Like 10 to 12. At least I've got four screens in front of me at least at work. Actually, in front of me right now, I've got five because I've got four computers and a TV. And then looking at some when
phone.
I go home. Yeah, and then my phone, and I'll look at that when I go home. So, like, all day, basically.
Well, I didn't know you were counting.
Well, I don't
phone.
Think she is. I'm just emphasizing.
I am.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
of
you're
course
phone,
I am.
Yeah.
So
phone,
more
computer?
For me, then, it's probably 7 hours.
All right, so how many studies have we seen? Screen time is bad. It's bad for your brain. It's bad for your health. It's bad for everything. Well, even though those studies exist, Americans are not changing their habits at all. Mm-hmm. And there's a new study out that says Americans are spending nearly half their waking hours looking at screens of some kind. That's according to a survey of 2,000 adults. But you just said it. You're spending half your time looking at the screen. Victoria and Kara are pretty much spending their whole time during their waking hours in front of a screen.
I was in the park the other day with Mike. And he and I are playing with whatever we can find to play with. He's very creative, and I'm just walking around. I don't bring my, I don't take my screen, my iPhone with me, or my flip phone when I'm with Miles, when I go into a restaurant, when I'm trying to share time with people. I never bring it into the kids' house. I just don't. I don't see the need for it. There was a father who had a son on the swing. And he was so busy looking at his damn screen that the kid was sitting there saying, "Daddy, will you push me?" And he was ignoring his son, maybe 3 years old. What is the matter with you people that do that? What is so damned important that you have to look at this? You can say, "Oh, my job or whatever." It's more important than your child? I don't
know. Well, you never know what
in my world.
But yeah, that's true. And you also never know, like, a lot of people work from home. And so when they work from home, they split childcare sometimes. A lot of dads are stay-at-home dads now. So there is a work-child balance. So, yes, the optics of that are terrible. And it looks like a neglected child in a swing.
Yeah.
But, you know, you'd also don't know what else is going on. And a lot of people are doing double duty.
Where are we going with this?
Well, let me give you some of the specifics here. So this survey found, and maybe this is just a reminder to be more mindful and see if we can't reverse some of this, at least just in our own lives. But the survey found that 42% of the time that Americans are awake, their eyes are fixated on a television, a smartphone, a computer, a tablet, or another device.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Just hold the phone for a second. Are we talking about computers or are we talking about television? Because I
might have
about another hour.
Every screen. Yeah, every screen in your life.
Another
Who
hour
listens to me at
some
all?
TV show.
I know.
Yeah.
Listen to the words coming out of her mouth.
I've only said it 17 times.
I think screens, though. I think of
oh, my God. It doesn't matter what you're saying.
Hey.
It's
oh
a screen with a video image on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pay
Keep
attention next time, Ducky. I say important things every once in a while.
Yes,
all right. So, supposing that the average American sleeps 8 hours a night. Good luck. which is not usually the case for most of us. But let's say it's a good night, you're sleeping 8 hours. Researchers calculated that people spend about 6 hours and 43 minutes a day staring at a screen. I think that number actually sounds
low.
And over a typical lifespan, that's 7,956 days that you're wasting looking at a screen. And the problem is only getting worse. That those surveyed, 79% said their screen time has increased over the past 5 years, with 4 in 10 admitting it's grown a lot. 3 in 4 participants in this survey believe they simply spend too much time in front of screens, and 53% actively try to take breaks from the computer, but they do it by checking their phone. Another 27% admit to watching TV and looking at their phone at the same time. I'm guilty of all these things.
Yep.
And the more you do it, the more addicted you are. I can't tell you how many times. I think we'd all be appalled at the number of times we actually pick up our phone and look at it during the day. Mm-hmm. Like, it's got the secrets to the universe in it. It's really bizarre how you feel, at least I speak for myself, when I don't have my phone or I'm not picking it up, I'm like, what's going on? Am I missing something? What am I not seeing?
Get FOMO.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Day before yesterday, I was driving, I don't even remember where I was going, and I'm at a stoplight, and I'm looking at my iPhone to see what I was following Waze to get from one place to another, and a black and white pulled up beside me on my left, and there's a black and white behind me.
What does that mean?
Black and white's a police car.
Yeah. Oh.
So, and I'm thinking, I'm looking over at the guy who's in the car, and I looked behind me to see if I could see what the face of the police officer behind me. I didn't, but I certainly put my phone down, even though I needed it to give me the direction. So I'm not sure how to do that, frankly. If I'm using my computer for directions and you're not supposed to use your iPhone in the car, how does that work, Jennifer? I've never really tested it, so I don't really...
Well, you're just not supposed to hold it with your hand. So you can have, you can use Waze in your car. That's legal, but you just have to have it set someplace where you can see it or hear it, because you can't have anything in your hand, is what it is.
Didn't you say you got one of those magnetic clips for your dashboard?
Yeah, on the car.
So that's
here,
where your
not
phone...
Not up there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well,
right.
then hook it up to the Bluetooth and just have the voice directions telling you through the speakers.
Right. Yes. Turn left in 100 feet.
Yeah.
Stay to the left on your next trip to the moon.
Mine has a British accent. He sounds like a butler.
Nigel. Yes, right.
Yes.
We used to, the Rovers, when the kids started calling, when they were kids, they were, because we had the Rover. The navigation, by the way, most cars is nowhere near as good as what you can get on your computer. So anyway, Megan started calling this voice Nigel. I was going to kick out of that. Meanwhile, we've settled that problem. Stop looking at those screens. Listen to the radio and shut the screens off. 14 past the hour on the DJB show.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Herpesinel penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Herpesinel protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Herpesinel works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
When I had my brother take me places, it was always like, we have to get there early so I can smoke a cigarette before we go inside. I'm in pain. I'm a little sister.
We always have to stop for cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. You get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch, another one on the way home, before dinner, after dinner. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day.
I didn't realize it was that much.
I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually I just switched over, and it's very quick. I honestly feel like I remember recently you asking me, like, did you want to smoke before we go in? And I was like, no, I don't need to.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry, we have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember. It's available in stores everywhere. So that's good news. 17 after the hour on the DJV program. Some names in the news. Chef Jose Andres is working to help some of the furloughed workers in Washington. He has a nonprofit called the World Central Kitchen. Serve millions of meals to needy people after disasters, the wildfires in California, volcano victims in Guatemala, migrants in Tijuana, millions of Puerto Ricans, all of that stuff after Hurricane Maria. So he's now tackling a new kind of crisis, helping the furloughed government workers. So where does this guy get his money? What's his?
It's all charity. They raise.
Not all. Yeah, somebody's got to be paying for it. Unless he's just wealthy and got millions of dollars, how did he make his money?
Well, his charity, World Central Kitchen, pretty much every major chef in the country has raised money for that charity.
Okay.
A lot of chefs are involved.
Just wondering how he paid for all this stuff. That was all. His team is opening.
He has put a lot of his own money into building food trucks, and he's a world famous chef. He's made a lot of money with his restaurants, especially the one in D.C.
Most famous chef I know is Chef Boyardee.
He loves you, right? And is always in your kitchen.
Clogging your arteries.
That's it. I don't read the stuff. I just know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so he's in Puerto Rico now, working there. But they're going to open up a kitchen cafe on Pennsylvania Avenue today between the Capitol and the White House, serving a rotating menu of free hot meals between 11 and 6 to the feds. With valid ID. Okay, so that makes good sense. He said, we plan to make thousands of daily meals every day. We'll remain open as long as needed. So, good. That's cool. What's wrong with that? Anybody poke somebody will probably take a shot at it, but
I don't know how anyone could, though.
Yeah, but
you know, there are a lot of you can even take food home for your families too. He's done such great work and with a lot of help. So I think it's good.
All right. Speaking of taking shots, people taking shots at Senator Rand Paul because he's going to Canada to get a hernia operation. When asked why are you going to a country that has socialized medicine? He said, because it's the best place to go for a hernia operation. So,
and that is a little bit funny.
Well, for all the people giving him starch about that, I would say this. Isn't it nice to live in a medical system right now in this country where you can make those choices? A lot of people can't make the choices to go other places.
I can't remember go to when Canada with my insurance. Is he paying out of pocket?
Yep.
Yeah, he must be. Yeah.
So, remember when he got into the fight with his next-door neighbor? Was it not last year, the year before? That's what this is related to. Yeah. So, he's had problems with his hernia ever since. So, this is going to fix it all. But it really is interesting how this news got out and people taking shots at the guy. That's socialized medicine. How dare you? You're a Republican.
But I think people are just making fun of him because he called it he said it was slavery, basically. So it's a little funny.
Yeah, but it is very funny.
Well, but he's going to get his hernia fixed. If I had a problem with hernia, maybe I'd go
big. Good for him.
Right. 21 after the hour. Good for us. This is the DJV show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With his same old same thing, am I head high? Am I tears dry? Get on without my guy.
Hi, big news from the world of music. Actually, a list of songs. You know how vinyl music sales have improved, making a big comeback this past year? So there's a report out on how many vinyl albums were sold in our country last year and how many singles were sold. Plastic, vinyls, you put them on a record player. So let's go from number 10 to number 1. First for the albums. In terms of album sales last year, at number 10, Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, sold 59,000 copies. Let's see here. Number 9, Panic at the Disco, Pray for the Wicked was the name of the album. 59-something thousand of those got sold. Number 8, Queen's Greatest Hits, 60,000 of those albums got sold. And this is just albums. This isn't DVDs. This isn't downloads. It's just the albums themselves. I went to see Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm going to talk about that later on. It was a fabulous experience, frankly. Number 7 on the list of the top 10 albums in vinyl last year, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Legend. The best of Bob Marley. So that was
number
7.
That's a great album. I've had that for years.
I would bet it would be.
So good. Yeah.
I get such a kick out of him in many ways. Number 6.
You just can't be unhappy when you listen to Bob Marley.
That's what it is. Pink Floyd, never been a fan, but a lot of people are. They sold 67,000 hard copies of The Dark Side of the Moon. All their music sounds the same to me. It always did. Anyway, that's number 6. Number 5, Prince and the Revolution, Purple Rain soundtrack. Number 5 was, they sold 71,000 copies of that last year. Number 4, The Beatles and Abbey Road, 76,000 albums got sold. Fleetwood Mac Rumors, number 3, 77,000 of those got sold last year. Michael Jackson's Thriller, 84,000 copies of that. And what's number 1? This is really, I don't know what to make of this, actually. The number 1 selling album last year was the soundtrack from Guardians of the Galaxy. It has a great mix of moldy, oldie, goody-goldies from our Rusty Rackham Wrinkle Records. from that movie. Maybe that's why it sold so well.
I actually think it makes sense because the soundtrack was such a big part of the movie. I mean, they focused on him playing music the whole time.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Right. Yeah, it is cool. All right, so they sold 84,500 copies of that. Now, those are the albums. Now, the list of singles is pretty intriguing as well. This is a top 10 selling vinyl singles. Do they have big holes in them like the old 45s? I don't know whether I've seen one of them. Must have big holes in them, right? To play them on a 45 record player?
Yeah, they're
big
regular holes. Yeah, they're records. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, number 10, John Williams and the Rebellion is Reborn from the Star Wars movie. Number 9, the Jimi Hendrix Experience, Burning the Midnight Lamp. Number 8, U2, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me.
Which is literally the worst U2 song ever produced.
Sounds awful.
I don't even understand who would want that.
Number
I'm a
seven,
U2 fan, and it's terrible.
Yeah. McCartney's I Don't Know, and the other side, the flip side, Come On To Me, sold in 7th position. David Bowie's Let's Dance. The full-length version sold about 4,000 copies last year. It's not a lot, but it's interesting that people are buying and playing on the record player. Number 6. Chris Cornell was number 5 with When Bad Does Good. Number 4, Sleep. I don't even know who this is. Leagues, but what is Sleep? Who's Sleep?
No idea what this is.
Some depressing metal band.
Number 3 belongs to Led Zeppelin. Rock and Roll. And number 2 is Prince's Nothing Compares to You. Number 1 selling single in vinyl last year, very appropriate, The Beatles and Yellow Submarine. There it is.
Yellow submarine, cool. Yellow submarine, we all live in a yellow submarine.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those 3-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit creditkarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are tuning in to Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's No Spin News Show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We're set to begin day 27 of the partial government shutdown, and President Trump is holding firm for his border wall money. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham thinks the president should open up government and negotiate over border security.
I just don't see another path. If this doesn't work, then you better do the executive action, because I don't see any legislative solution.
President Trump has signed a bill that will give workers affected by the partial shutdown back pay. The House and Senate had voted to give back pay to some 800,000 federal employees either furloughed or working without wages during the shutdown. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has asked the president to delay his State of the Union address. She said he could either submit his report to Congress in writing, or he could deliver it alone in the Oval Office. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
It's 34 after the hour. My voice, my mind, everything is working. I hope yours are all working, your mind, your body, your voice. This is the DJV program. Important for those things to happen here, because where would we be if we didn't have our voices? Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen all have voices and minds. Victoria's going to put hers to work right now with the trending story of this half hour.
Well, this one is not great news, especially if you are a woman age 18 to 34. There is a new report that shows they are, that demographic of 18 to 34 females in America are using more opioids than any other group. Actually, other groups, other age groups and gender groups declined between 2016 and 2017. This is the most recent complete data that we have. And unfortunately, even though men have kind of somehow become like the face of the opioid addiction and epidemic problem right now, really women are suffering at a much higher rate. Americans now have a 1 in 96 chance of dying from an opioid overdose. That actually means you have a better chance of dying from an opioid overdose than dying in a car crash. That's how bad it is at this point. It's really, really troubling. And so they, this new report has been following a lot of women age 18 to 34. They call them that women are, after surgery, women are 40% more likely than men to become what they call newly persistent users of opioids, meaning those are patients who are continuing an opioid prescription 90 to 180 days after surgery. Now, the men are still doing this as well, but men use illegal drugs at much higher rates than women, and their opioid overdose rate is a lot higher than women. So women are sort of, if you want to say lack of a better term, women are managing their addictions better. Men are ODing and using illegal drugs, so that's probably why we hear a lot more about men with the opioid epidemic than women. But this is just a really, like, this should be an eye-opening thing for all women.
So let me
women.
Ask you a question. Let's track this back a little bit, shall we? To all of the insane craziness about marijuana usage, people getting addicted. I'm not a user, but I have said on several occasions that I'm going to be growing cannabis on my farm sometime later this year. And so I've been looking into it since the opportunity sort of presented itself. I've been looking into what really the story is behind the story. The funny thing about this, nobody involved in this grow, whether from Massachusetts or California, the people are from both places that were working, working to put this all together, use pot, have ever used pot, are interested in using pot, but it is, as I study it, more of a value to people who are confronted with the pain that comes from some of these operations. Now, I don't know how he dealt with it before the opioids or how he developed, what pain med. I'm trying to think back to when my wife Tony was in such horrible pain. She went to a pain management doctor after a couple of her operations for breast cancer. She had bone cancer, she had brain cancer, she had breast cancer, she had, you name it, lymph cancer. And so the pain was pretty tough. And but I don't remember what they gave her. She didn't get addicted to it, and she never smoked marijuana. But I don't know what they were using before the opioids came along. But I do know that many people who are telling me now that marijuana is a godsend, people who would never use medical marijuana. My daughter's husband's mother has a really bad back. And apparently once a week or so, she, and I can't even imagine, when I look at her and I think, oh, is this a woman who's in her mid-70s? She's still working, has a responsible position. She's a nice lady, very good to my grandson. She's nice, but she smokes pot once a week because of the pain. So is that horrible? It seems to me, I don't know what the stats are, but I'd be interested to know, Jennifer or Victoria, if you've had a chance while we're having this conversation, to look at the number of people who have died because they smoke pot.
No, it's not a huge rate, but I think it's interesting that you're correlating that with the opioid story, because a lot of people who go on to opioids are beyond using marijuana for pain. They're using, and they feel more comfortable getting some sort of prescription and actually swallowing the pills, whatever it is. I think if maybe more people investigated in marijuana, yes, but from what I hear, the people who start opioids are in real pain, especially. Not everybody, but people are in real pain. They look to those pills for relief, and then all of a sudden, they're hooked. And these things are much stronger than marijuana. So people looking for that boost are going to be going in that direction.
Got it. But remember, I told you after I had my finger operated on a couple of months ago, the doctor said, "I'm going to give you a prescription for 5 whatever the opioid was, and you can take it, but you're only going to be able to get 5. I said, "No bother, because I'm not going to use them." He said, "Well, you're going to have a lot of pain." I said, "Okay, I'll either live with it or I'll take an aspirin or Tylenol or something, but I'm never going to use them, so don't bother to give me the prescription." Now, that was my finger. It wasn't like I'd had an operation to, replace the vertebrae in my back or something, but it still, it seems to me, there's a certain amount of choice involved in this. And I asked the question because I don't have an answer. What did we use for pain before all these opioids started to be prescribed? And we have 70,000 people a year, according to your story, Victoria, dying using opioids.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, because I don't know. This has been these reports have been tracked since 1999. So,
So
I don't know. What you're probably the only one who ever needed anything for, you know, in our group before 1999. So maybe you tell us what they were going to give you. I don't know.
No, I've had nothing. I don't remember.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
I'm thinking of the operations I've had. I had my wisdom teeth out when I was 18. I had a collapsed lung when I was 23 and 26. I was in the hospital for that. I don't remember what.
So if you were getting a morphine drip or something in the hospital.
I don't know.
But in terms of take home prescriptions,
around. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Their Valium was always very popular.
Valium.
Popular.
That's what I'm,
Valium. And there are what is
Valium make you crazy too.
There were other pill forms of some of the stuff that they give you in the hospital. So I don't know. But they say that opioids have grown. The women dying from a prescription opioid overdose has grown 500% between 1999 and 2015. Part of the reason, and this is not something that people are talking about, but they should. Part of the reason here is the way women's bodies are different from men. We metabolize things very differently. And opioids, we get, as a woman, if you're taking opioids, you get addicted. The opioids hit you a lot faster. They hit your bloodstream, and they have more of an immediate effect than they do on men.
Yeah.
And they have a much stronger effect. So if you get that rush of pain-free, it's going to be almost like a high. And whereas with men's bodies, they metabolize things in a better way when we're talking about opioids. So there's a big difference between women and men. Women should probably not be given the same doses that men are given. And that's something that no one's really talking about. So there are, and I think it's very, a lot of innocent people are going in for a procedure, and then they think they're being given a prescription that's okay, and then poof, they're addicted to it.
Poof.
So it's it literally is for women that it's that quick.
Yeah, 43 after the hour here in the DJV show. Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose after a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here, or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
Your skin does a lot for you. It endures the cold and sun and nights when you sleep with your makeup on. Tell it you love it back during the Love Your Skin event at Ulta Beauty with brands like Philosophy, Dermalogica, and Clinique. All 50% off with daily beauty steals. Plus, licensed skin experts will give your skin the love it deserves with customized facial treatments that fit your needs and goals. Hurry in now through January 26th for a gift with purchase from brands like Mario Badescu, Peter Thomas Roth, and Murad. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
46 and change after the hour here in the DJV program. I thought it was interesting as we look around what else is going on around the country. The Pentagon is extending the military's mission on the southern border till the end of September of this year. Defense officials say the Pentagon approved a Homeland Security request for additional support to upgrade about 160 miles of fencing. So, if I understand correctly, this is where the fence is that they want more people, or is it? I don't get why would there be a need for more troops where the fence already is?
Because of the migrant caravans that are coming up, and there's another one that's coming up right now. So when they get
they're
to the
coming,
border,
but are they going to the wall? That's what I'm
many times, yeah, in San Diego. In San Diego, there's a wall, and ask the people of San Diego if the wall works. Many times they say yes, but they need military there, and they don't really do anything but add force, kind of, and help back up the Border Patrol. But it's when you have rocks and bottles and chaos, the military's there to the military's there to provide backup.
So is the National Guard what actually, are the units of the National Guard, are they from regular Army units?
I think most of it is National Guard, but I'm not sure. I think most of it is, yep.
Okay. Also from Washington, the Dems have introduced a bill to raise the federal minimum wage again. I thought it already was $15 an hour. Oh, wait a minute. The federal minimum wage is $7.25.
Right. California is on its way to $15 an hour.
Massachusetts is 12, I think, at the moment.
It's only $8.25 here in New Jersey. I was shocked to find that out.
So the federal wage, you're not supposed to go no matter what your state thing is, but many of the states, in order to clarify this, there are 19 states, 21 cities that have raised their minimum wage above the $7.25 an hour. Right? That's kind of what we're getting
right here.
Arizona, Colorado, Maine, Missouri, $12 an hour. California, Massachusetts, New York, $15 an hour by 2023 or something.
I guess it depends, too, where you live. The cost of living in California, Massachusetts, and New York is so much higher than other states, so that makes sense.
10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Person, and in many ways, a favorite person is Warren Eckstein. He's a good guy, and he takes good care of his dogs, and I think those two things go hand in hand. There is nothing more obvious to me, Warren, and I see it all the time. I was talking to somebody the other day who had just gotten a big mastiff, as a puppy, but that grows into a big dog. And, you know, people sometimes are scared of big dogs just because they're big. I reminded you. Did you ever meet Frankie? I think you met Frankie once, didn't you?
I did meet Frankie. No.
Well, Frankie was a dog we saved in 2005, and Frankie is a combo pit bull, mastiff, and bulldog. And his teeth stick out of the bottom. He is the ugliest, toughest looking dog. There's not more of a wimp that exists on the planet than this dog. And it's because of the way Brendan and I treated him as a puppy growing up. He's just a fabulous, fabulous, now he's an old dog, but he's just a fat. So the point is that we got all of these people. There's the movie, by the way, which is a must see. I don't know if you've seen it yet, Warren, or not. That dog that gets lost and
A Dog's Way Home, yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
See the movie. I saw the true story the movie was based on the plane coming back from L.A. the other day. Apparently a dog in England was the inspiration for this movie, and the dog went 600 miles from sort of like north central England down closer to London, and then went back up again over to the coast near Cornwall. It's a fabulous true story. You wonder, I guess my question to you, how is it that dogs have the ability to do that? When you really get down to brass tacks, they're really a lot smarter than we think they are.
There's so many different theories in terms of it. Some people believe, and for many, many years have believed, that dogs really look at the stars at night and they can follow the sky.
Really?
Some people believe that love has a certain amount of strength and actually emotionally can draw people to certain locations or animals to certain locations. Mm-hmm. And scent is very strong. But, you know, the scent doesn't always work, because you can take a dog that was lost in California that had never been cross-country and yet finds his way back to New Jersey. So there's a lot of theories out there. I really believe that love has an amazing way of bringing people or animals back together. I really do.
Yeah.
I wanted to share something with you guys. They're real interesting. You know, I do a lot of work with shelters. And animal rescues. Every day around the country, literally thousands of dogs sit in shelters, caged up for 24 hours, no exercise, sometimes no human interaction.
That's where Daisy
Makin existence.
Yeah.
Well, here's a scenario. In England, they started this, and I think it'll be a great idea here. The American people are so much into exercise right now. If I see another Peloton commercial, I'm going to freak out. And the thing about it is that people that are exercising in England now, what they're doing is they form these clubs, and they go to the shelters, and they either take a dog for walks every day or run with the dogs as part of their exercise routine. Then they take these dogs. Not only are the dogs and cats on the social media of the shelter, but now they're on the social media of the people they're running with, which gives them much more exposure. I think it's a fabulous idea. I'd love to see more athletic groups or running groups or biking groups or whatever exercise groups getting into the shelters here in America and doing the same thing. I think it would find homes for a lot more pets out there. The problem is the politics of working with some of the shelters' administrations. But I think
politics and laws that are ridiculous. This is like you can't give food from a restaurant to the homeless people. It's that kind of stupid thinking. The same thing goes with dogs. The way the rules that are supposed to protect them, some of them are absolutely nonsensical.
They call it rescue your fitness. I think it's a great idea. So I want to follow up on this a little bit. I got one more thing to share with you guys, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
This is out of South Russell, Ohio. I think this is amazing. A local police department has set up a pet management database to keep your beloved pet safe. The South Russell Police Department actually posted on Facebook that residents can now log into the police system and enter their pet's information, even upload a photo. And that will go out to all the patrol cars in that neighborhood, in that city, so all the patrol cars can keep their eyes open if they see a specific dog. They know what dog it is, who it belongs to. And I think it's a great idea. They upload it every day. I'd like to see this done in more cities around the country. What a great idea. Police are out there on patrol.
Idea.
They're going to see the missing dog or the missing cat, and if they have a photo and information, they can reunite it with the owner. Great idea. South Russell, Ohio, hats off to you.
Good. I noticed the House has passed a bill to undo protection for gray wolves. It was the Manage Our Wolves Act.
Yeah, I think we should undo protections for politicians. Leave the wolves alone, and let's do an act to get rid of politicians. That's what we need to do in this country.
Right. Shoot them on sight. Oh, well, probably not that bad, but you know what I mean. All right, Warren, great job as usual. Warren Eckstein's Pet Show. Check it out every weekend around the country, thepetshow.com. 59 past the hour.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.